You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here's what's trending for your Monday morning.
Big story north of the border of Vancouver over on the West Coast. A 30-year-old man charged with multiple counts of murder. Allegations, he killed 11 people when he rammed a vehicle into a crowd of people at a Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver. Apple the App had just performed from the Black Eyed Peas. Filipino Heritage guy was on a stage at this huge Heritage Festival. A 30-year-old man charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder in a video appearance before a judge on Sunday. That death toll is expected to rise. Investigators ruled out terrorism as a motive and said more charges are possible. They said this man, this 30-year-old man, had a history of mental health issues that north of the border. And it is election day north of the border in Canada with our border nation. Over in France, in Paris, Kim Kardashian set to testify in a trial involving people that robbed her. It was 2016's Fashion Week when she was robbed. She feared that she was going to be assaulted and killed when criminals broke into her bedroom in central Paris, tied her up, and stole more than $6 million of jewelry. That was October of 2016. This thing is finally getting to trial. What's interesting, 12 people were originally expected in the defendant's box, but one of them died unexpectedly before trial. One of them is too sick to appear at trial. Cause of death, still kind of unknown at this point with the one that passed away. But these guys are known as the granddad robbers because of their age. They are older robbers with a long history of doing what they do. So she'll be testifying in that. That trial gets underway this week in Paris. NFL draft. There were more picks with the Bills and Wees. So you hunkered in on Friday for your viewing for the draft.
I had my nachos, my beer. Nice. I was ready for the night.
Yeah, no, sounds like a great scene. What happened?
They traded up, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah, but the draft was still fun to watch.
Yeah, but it's about, for me.
Well, you're watching from the Bills' perspective, obviously.
Yeah.
And I like to watch with the teams in our conference and division draft.
But yes. So there is that. So one of the surprises from the NFL draft this weekend did not involve the Bills, but it did involve the son of Neon Deion Sanders. Shedeur Sanders was expected to be one of the top picks, but he wasn't. First day went by, second, finally the third and final day, fifth round, he was the 144th pick. Mm. But before that, in day two, he got a call on his phone, on his private draft phone, like nobody has the numbers to these private draft phones, from a guy claiming to be the general manager of the Saints. And as it would be with Shedeur, the cameras are rolling, and it was a prank. It was not the GM of the Saints.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
Mickey Loomis is the GM of the Saints. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. You're not getting drafted.
Well, the Saints were rumored to be one of the teams interested in picking him. Yeah.
Well, that's why it was such a legit call. And he goes, well, nobody has these numbers except for the people that need him for the draft. So it's a prank. The prankster is a 21-year-old college kid. They were filming on their end, too, and that video has gone out because it was a, you know, epic prank. The 21-year-old turns out to be the son of the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
Jeff Ulbrich is the defensive coordinator. His son, Jax, is a 21-year-old prankster. Looked like it happened in a dorm room when the prank took place. So Jax, the son, has apologized on social media for ruining one of Sanders' life experiences.
Yeah.
The Falcons apologized. The NFL is investigating how Jax got the number. His dad's totally clear on how he get the number. Jax got it from his dad's iPad. That's how he got the super secret draft number. And wow.
Yeah, that's just cruel. You know,
Where did he end up? You can't ground a 21-year-old, can you, at college? Is
I think you can. Oh, you can make them pay. Where did he end up? Deion Sanders?
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Browns, 144th pick, fifth round. He was expected to go much sooner.
I know. And they thought he was going to go in the first round of the draft.
So, Dan, the rumor is one of the reasons why he wasn't picked was because of his interviews. He apparently, according to sources, during the interviews came off as entitled because he is the son of Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, yeah.
He thought, for sure I'll go in the first round. He didn't.
Yeah.
Second round, absolutely. Third round, fourth. Anyhow, so that's, I think, why they targeted this guy as someone that would be awesome to do a prank on.
Oh, man. But he's really good. He's a good football player.
Sure.
All right. He's all right.
But it's more than just what you can do on the field. There's that, you know how the Bills are big on meeting people, making sure they fit into the culture.
Absolutely.
You have to remember this. The NFL is a corporation. If they don't have to hire you just because you're a great player, they don't have to hire you.
Yeah.
A la Colin Kaepernick. You know,
so I'll tell you that Shador did say, look, I understand when you're young, you make mistakes. I think he fully realizes the people that love this prank are probably his core audience, like NFL fans, young guys that are super into the draft and super into the game. So he took it in stride. I'll give him that. He's like, all right. So he did end up somewhere, but he obviously was upset by the prank, but he kind of said, I get it. People make mistakes when they're young. And
I would equate that kind of a life moment, practical joke, like to somebody getting the acceptance letter to getting into college.
Exactly. Or a fake proposal.
Or a fake wedding proposal. Like those big moments in life that,
And it's all caught on video.
And that's
gone
viral. That's going to stick with that guy. Be careful about practical jokes. I don't think people will forgive him very quickly. But
no. Yeah.
And there will be the crowd that loves it, thinks it's the best thing ever.
And that's probably who watches NFL games.
Exactly. Right.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 628 News. This morning is brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.